Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Happy Vinyl Record Day.
We'll suggest what to listen for in judging good sound.
So if you want to discover all the great music of the 70s, which a lot of kids are into classic rock today, why not listen to it in its purest original form?
Excuse me, the record's stuck.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Grant, coming up, it's 5.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Federal charges filed today against the friend of the suspected gunman in the Dayton, Ohio mass shooting that killed 8. U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman says Ethan Colley lied on federal forms in order to purchase body armor and gun accessories for the shooter.
He told them during the second interview that he had done quote-unquote hard drugs with Connor Betts, as well as marijuana and acid, 4 or 5 times a week.
Glassman says there's no indication Colley knew about suspected shooter Connor Betts' plans. Attorney General William Barr says despite the death of Jeffrey Epstein, the investigation into his suspected involvement in child sex trafficking will continue.
Any co-conspirators should not rest easy. The victims deserve justice, and they will get it.
Federal prison officials say Epstein died in an apparent suicide. This is Fox News.
Well, I think we can put Barr's name on that list. Most likely to get it next. Come on, people. You know better. I know you do. By the way, Andy Burcham has been named as the next voice of the Auburn Tigers.
No.
Big shoes to fill, but given what happened, he's part of the War Eagle Nation now. So, and you know, anybody that's ever been put in that spot, I had it happen to me once. There was a guy down in Miami named Mike Ranieri. Was there for years and really was lousy. But he was around a long time, kind of like me here. A lot of people think I'm lousy.
No.
And then he died. It was that.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it was his liver. So it took a while, but they came, and that's when I got that stupid money. 15 years ago in that job, and then I ended up here because that job just worked out so great after I got hit by a car. So we did a show. We did a show at a bar that he used to frequent, and that was our tribute to him. Let's show how much we love Mike by getting loaded at a bar that killed him. So it was kind of stupid when you think about it. That's my life, man. It's really weird. You've learned a lot of strange things about me today, and you thought you already knew the worst. Well, things come up. The most popular Facebook meme today has been the one. It's the last scene from A Wonderful Life. And little Zuzu. Zuzu's petals. Bird. Zuzu says, every time a bell rings, a Clinton witness gets their wings. It's pretty funny. Got a lot, like 60 shares off that already, and they're still flying in. Now I just got one from somebody who remained unidentified. It's a picture of Rod Serling behind bars. He's the guy from The Twilight Zone for you hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, if you will, an inmate under 24-hour suicide watch suddenly found unresponsive. You are now in the Clinton zone. They're flying, man. And Barr says there's going to be justice. Let's see. Let's just see before we take him at his word. At 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, John Lee paints. We have purchased, Roz actually went ahead and had a special color mixed, a sort of a light teal or a turquoise that we're going to do the front door and some of the trim. Looks great. We bought for the exterior John Lee's own brand, Solar Proof, which is mildew resistant, and for the interior, what we've always used, which is Richards. These are paints that leave a great finish. Now that my house has been right, I should show people the interior and how well that paint. We had that done, 5-6 years ago, and it just looks amazing. So if you want a paint that's going to give you that professional result and one that lasts, go there. They can help you with any questions you might have about how to patch a hole or whatever, and guide you to the right rollers and brushes for the surface you're using. That's really important stuff. And they'll make sure you're ready to start with everything you need to finish your project. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, and the pros know, you get the right product, you get the best result. People refer you to others because they like the outcome you gave them. That's how it works. John Lee Paint, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, the one with the sign out in front that says, anger is one letter away from danger. Brad McDonald is next.
We're rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has a look at your traffic, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't have a lot of problems for you. If you're on I-85, prepare to slow down when you get in the downtown area. I-65 looks fine. We don't have any big hangups on the 31s, and the traffic on the boulevard is moving along pretty well with delays only at the traffic lights. Let's be careful as we get our workday wrapped up. Premier Play Shopping Center has so much for you. GameStop is a gamer's paradise. Landmark can help you financially, and there's lots of shopping and eating. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company Development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Police in Selma say a security guard fatally shot a woman early Sunday. That woman was shooting at another woman outside of a bar. Reports say the 39-year-old woman with the gun had shot another woman in the arm early Sunday when the guard intervened, shooting her in the hip and torso. The security guard was detained and later released. The investigation is ongoing. Plus, Auburn University has named Andy Burcham as Rod Bramblett's replacement as the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Burcham is not a new name to the Plains. He spent the last 31 years involved with Auburn Athletics Broadcasting. Burcham is now the voice of Auburn football, men's basketball, and baseball starting this fall. And East Dell Mall undergoing some renovations. Four air conditioning units are being replaced on the roof of the mall, and General Manager Richard Holman says the project is a $250,000 capital investment. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The first 2 days of this week may be the hottest days we've seen this summer on the heat index. There's still a risk of a isolated storm for the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature down to about 78. Then for tomorrow, intense heat. High temperature in the upper 90s. Heat index maybe 110, maybe a little higher. The rain chances not great tomorrow, but there'll be some scattered storms around. Then the rain chances really pick up on Wednesday and Thursday as showers and thunderstorms become scattered to numerous. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
North Korea daily threatens world annihilation. Putin's always shirtless when he's hacking our elections. But China is the worst with currency manipulation.
But I've made clear our trade imbalance is just not acceptable.
Sneaky China infiltration. Economic devastation. Worse than nuclear proliferation. Currency manipulation.
Fortunately, we have somebody we can ask about. I mean, how many times have you heard a song about currency manipulation? And he's right on the phone with us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brad.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, how about this weather, man? Good grief, it's hot outside.
Actually, the temperature 12 years ago today was 106. Today we hit 99. The heat index today, that's where it really got ugly, 113. So it's the extra humidity that's making it worse.
Oh, I know.
But
yep, I've been out in it a little bit today. It's brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Yeah, it's even helped me to cut back on smoking, which is very healthy. I guess you can find a benefit in just about anything, but I'll tell you, I did not like looking at the numbers today and seeing red. And yeah. I kind of guessed at what might be causing that. I know the situation in Hong Kong is really getting ugly.
I think actually that's probably the driving force behind today's market action.
I was going to ask you that, because that's getting very, and that's a major financial hub, is it not?
That's exactly right. I mean, it's vitally important. You start shutting down the airport there and doing those types of things.
Right.
That's a real problem, because the fact of the matter is, at some point, the PLA, which is, you know, the army, the People's Liberation Army in China, they'll have to send them in there, and that's not good. No one wants or needs another Tiananmen Square. And not to mention, you know, obviously these are people's lives we're talking about. And incidentally, just so you know what these protests are about, I mean, it originally started over this extradition order where they really were incensed, you know, over the possibility that they could be, you know, extradited back to the Chinese mainland. But now it's spun up into just a pro-democracy, a show of force. And these protesters are up in arms, you know, and really want to be heard. And the momentum is growing. That's the thing about it. It continues to grow. And, you know, they're going to places, strategic places like airports and others, to have their voices heard. And so if it gets so bad that they have to shut down the airport, that can be obviously pretty bad for the economy and other things. So they're going to have to. You know, I would think that the Chinese are going to have to come in there. And then it gets tied in with Europe and with trading in Europe and obviously the UK. As we all know, Hong Kong used to be a part of the UK. So that's a really bad situation. And if it were to get any worse or get out of control, I mean, that would be a major market-moving event in my mind, no question. But I think, too, as a backdrop, you know, we still have this trade war that's ongoing. And the problem there is that this sort of decay, that there's a long-term decay, economic decay, every day this goes by, because it's another day longer that CFOs and CEOs really are going to have a hard time committing any sort of capital to any long-term type project, if you will, and that begins to eat into earnings, or you start to see earnings forecasts come down, towards the end of this year and certainly for 2020. So that's what the market's having to deal with. And then you look at the bond market, and the bond market is just continuing. You look at yields, they're continuing to drop. And today was another really big day where we saw that 10-year yield go down to the 1.6 handle, or 1.6 range, if you will, 1.6%. And some out there now calling and saying, hey, listen, this thing could go straight to 1.5. And maybe by the end of the year, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility to see a 1.25% rate on a 10-year treasury. So, timing is everything in markets. Markets are great discounters of information. And I think, you know, as I've always said, you're always one tweet away from things getting better. You're always one tweet away from things getting worse.
Yeah.
But the Fed, again, you know, this kind of reminds me, it's a similar setup, if you will, to December of 18. And I don't know how much you remember that, but back in that fourth quarter, you know, I was really, really pounding the table saying, man, this Fed is so far behind the curve. They don't understand the ramifications of what they're doing. And the market was casting its vote. You remember that?
Yes, that's when it dropped below 22 on the Dow, just before Christmas, right?
That's exactly right. And Jay Powell sat there at the FOMC meeting, I believe the day, I could be wrong, I think it was December the 4th, 18, raised the federal funds rate, pounded his chest, said they were going to raise them 3 or 4 more times in 2019. And then 2.5 weeks later, after the S&P had dropped 10%, the dollar skyrocketed, and we saw a lot of leveraged debt over in Europe beginning to their see their world getting rocked. Remember, I called the dollar the great wrecking ball. When we saw that, 2.5 weeks later, he's on stage with Bernanke and Yellen and all this, and it was a pre-planned deal. Mm. But he read a statement, and he totally caved in. He looked really, really unprofessional in the process and said, hey, you know what? We've rethought it. We're not going to raise rates at all. We're going to be data dependent. And now here they are cutting. They just cut. Yeah. You know, so we're talking, Greg, we're talking 7 months after he said we're going to raise rates all through 19 to now he's made his first cut.
Right.
And so, yeah, he's behind the curve. They've got to do something. The market will break him over its knee. I'm telling you. And that's where we sit. There's a reason 10-year bond yields are at 1.6%. There's a reason that gold continues to break out and go higher, and silver's doing the same thing. The 30-year bond yield's doing it. There's a tremendous fear around the world of a big recession that's about to hit. And maybe it doesn't hit the U.S., but certainly it's going to be felt here because things are not good overseas.
You know what China's sounds like you're describing, Brand, if I may interrupt for a moment? It sounds like the world sees the train coming down the tracks, but they're not going to get out of the way, and they're going to let it hit them in the keister. You know, if there's this global concern of a recession, why aren't they being more proactive in trying to prevent it? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I think, okay, so first of all, a great question. I'll give you the short version to the answer.
That's the only one I really can understand. So.
Yeah, well, they are doing something about it. I mean, if you look at all the central banks around the world, they're slashing interest rates as far as they can go, as fast as they can go. Mm. The European Union, if you look at the European Central Bank, they continue to do quantitative easing. This is something our Fed did back after the financial crisis. Printing of euros to try to monetize all this sovereign debt, particularly sovereign debt that's percolated and boiled up over decades in particularly southern Europe and in some instances even in France and Germany. So what I think we're seeing here are the final outcomes of this grand socialist experiment all through Europe, even communism, you know, in China. You look at Russia, how great did their communist experiment work after 50, 60 years?
Yeah.
And we see where they sit now.
Yeah, we've got
America's hanging on. America is hanging on to the only sort of economic system that has been proven to work, and not just proven to work.
But we have millions
not even close.
We have millions of economically illiterate people that are still ready to try socialism here, no matter what the death toll. That's what bothers me. You know, they're still out. Bernie's still out there selling that garbage in Iowa, and there's still people that think it just hasn't been done right yet. Oh my God!
It's like what Saul Alinsky talked about so much. You know, you've got to create poor people. You know, I mean, we come on the show and we talk all the time. These people, you know, they're idiots, they're morons. Well, no, they're not really, because they have an end game here.
Yes,
the end game is to try to get you poor.
Yes,
so that you depend on them.
Because the socialism concept is not for the socialist; it's for you. It's for us, the simple people that are just not worthy of a better life. It's frightening how they're just so willing to subject us. That's socialism changes you from a citizen to a subject. Would that not be an accurate way to put it?
It absolutely does, particularly and nowadays. There's not a real clear line between socialism and communism.
No, there's not.
It's becoming very, very, very close to the same thing. And if you go and you look at the bullet points that Saul Alinsky wrote about how to create a socialist state, you'll see that it's almost like it's working to perfection over the last 30 years. It's unbelievable.
Well, I think people are getting wise. We're out of time, but I just quickly just pulled up an article from Zero Hedge about why the American public is no longer willing to take the government's word for anything. It's really cool. I'm going to get into that after our break here, but I do want to suggest to those of you listening that if you haven't started a program that helps you set up a nest egg, something you can grow, just by being consistent and setting a painless amount of money aside on a regular basis. Money would just probably blow. You know, what did I spend that on? If you find yourself asking yourself those questions, you're a candidate to call Brandt and the team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management and get started. Don't let this opportunity slip away because it's your future and you want it to be a good one. 387-0094 is the number. 387-0094. Brandt's got an amazing team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, as always, we appreciate the time. Let's hope for a better day tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, let's do. And we'll see. We'll see. Got to keep an eye on those overseas markets. It's going to cut into my sleep time.
I know. I work with somebody who likes to watch the futures.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, man. Take it easy.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I always use take a little comedy corner time after this break, and we're going to do that with Norm MacDonald, something new, relatively new. And when we come back from that article I mentioned to Brandt, Epstein's death may be, quote, a turning point in the public's willingness to accept official Bullschmidt. I don't think the headline could be any more specific than that, and I think that's exactly what's going on.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Right here.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way into the rush hour for a Monday afternoon, and things are busy out on the boulevard. Please be careful around the intersections. The big crowds are between Vaughn Road and the interstate and the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. If you're on I-65, everybody's running at a speed limit ride. We don't really see any problems on I-85, but be prepared to slow down when you get around the interchange in the downtown area. And there's a big crowd on Taylor Road all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughn Road, so let's be careful there this afternoon. It's football and tailgating time in Alabama. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has the pickup truck you want. Forget the down payment. Head on down to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I've never asked you this before, and we've been good friends for many years. Okay, I made that up. But no.
We haven't?
No, we're friends. We're good friends. But I don't know what your... McDonald, is that Irish? Is that Scottish? What's your ethnic background?
My ethnic background is Polish.
Are you really Polish?
Wow. Polish people,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
McDonald, you don't...
Well, my parents changed their names. They had to because of the constant... ribbing they'd get for being Polish, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they changed their name to McDonald, but, you know, it's one of the things that you can, you know, I mean, I get a little upset about it, you know? Because, you know,
all
you can't...
All the Polish jokes and
Yeah,
stuff.
You can't make jokes about other people, but for some reason you make jokes about Polish people, you know?
Right.
I don't like it.
Right. You shouldn't. That sounds bad, yeah.
I mean, I had an experience, you know? I go in and I order a Polish sausage, mm-hmm. you know? From this guy, you know, mm-hmm. and so the guy says to me, oh, you must be Polish. And I said, come on, man. I mean, come on. Think about it, what you're saying. You know, I'm trying to knock some sense into this fellow's head, maybe give him a wider world view, you know.
Sure, yeah.
I said, you think because I order a Polish sausage, I'm Polish. I said, what if somebody came in here and ordered French toast? Would you think he was French, you know?
Right.
I mean, what if somebody came in here and ordered a Belgian waffle? Would you consider that guy a Belgian, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, if a guy came in and ordered a German bratwurst, would you consider that fella to be a German fella?
Right.
I said, what if a guy came in and ordered German potato salad? I suppose you'd think he was German, too. Yeah?
Yeah.
You know? I said, what if a guy...
Wow, you talked to this guy for a while.
I'm telling you, man. With racists, you have to get through.
You have to really get it into their head, right?
I said, if a guy came in, he ordered a Cuban hamburger. Are you going to assume he's a Cuban?
Right.
I said, I think it is absolutely ridiculous that just because I come in and I order a Polish sausage, why would you jump to the fact that I'm Polish?
Right.
And the guy says to me, well, first of all, it's a hardware store.
Actually, not. It's.
So dumb.
It is. I think I heard that joke from my father like 20 years ago. He just told it well. He does that thing. He loves to drive Conan nuts where he just goes on and on.
I love how he's coming up with like ethnic foods.
Yes.
Just draw it
out. A Cuban sandwich. I've been mentioning this article. You weren't here. You were downstairs doing whatever mysterious
production,
activity.
Yes.
Yeah. Just production.
Getting the podcast up.
What is it you're doing on your show tonight? You are debuting something?
Well, it's not really a big deal, but...
I think it is.
Well, I've been doing it for the last few weeks, and I've kind of figured out I can...
I only get to hear whatever you've got till Atlanta Highway, and that's it.
Well, I've been, instead of using licensed music from other artists, I've been... And also, just to waste a Saturday, I'll make a little ditty, a little song, and no lyrics yet, but... I made one this Saturday.
You want me to see if there's a Barney on making your own song?
No, if there is, this desk is not going to protect you. Okay?
I promised.
Neither is the law.
Oh,
brother.
I promised to share with our listeners an article on ZeroHedge.com entitled "Epstein's Death May Be a Turning Point in the Public's Willingness to Accept Official Bullshit."
Mm.
And I think that's incredibly accurate because even though there were some, he's dead, that's the end of it. No, it's not the end of it. It is not the end of anything. It's probably the beginning. If, and only if, Mr. Barr is going to do what he said he was going to do. And that's a thorough investigation. And I right now can't listen to that and say, yeah, I'm real confident he's gonna make this happen. Can't. You got to be realistic, because we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for an eternity through the entire Trump presidency for the truth to come out about the coup d'etat. You would think something of that significance, probably the biggest scandal in American history, they would have wanted to get it out there quickly, so, as Trump keeps saying, it'll never happen to another president. Yet, he appoints somebody to the office of the DNI?
Yes, Director of National Intelligence.
Yes, and this is a great piece of advice from my blogger buddy Don Serber, who said, you can always tell by the amount of noise that the left makes how worried they are about one of Trump's appointments. And if they start screaming holy hell, they know they've got somebody that they can't control, somebody that's not compromised. Dan Coats was a compromised guy. That's a term I learned from Barron.
Mm-hmm.
And this new individual, and by the way, the guy that had the job and his assistant conveniently leaving at the same time. And this is what he's had to deal with from day one, embedded people who really control the government. It goes back to that scene in that movie about Deep Throat, Mark Felt, who said, presidents come and go, but the CIA and the FBI are forever. And I got news for you. Christopher Wray and his $300 haircut need to go as well. They are just a god-awful embarrassment to the field agents who do the real dirty work while these guys are up there playing footsie with whatever, you know. Is money involved? I really don't know. But we're all getting tired of it. Now I'm going to try and bring up the Zero Hedge so I can share a little bit of it, because I think it's significant.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what, I mean, this is a truly viral story, not like a Twitter trending manipulated story. It is truly something that people all over the spectrum, it's the one thing Republicans and Democrats can agree on. Everybody is suspicious of, like, oh, yeah, he committed suicide.
Mm-hmm. The only trouble with the conspiracy theory that hundreds of prominent and powerful people wanted Jeffrey Epstein dead is that Jeffrey Epstein might have wanted Jeffrey Epstein dead even more than they did. But that's conjecture. His mind is beyond read. Of course, the evidence of his alleged crimes didn't die. The meticulous records that he kept live on, along with the names of his patrons, clients, marks, however you might classify the celebs drawn into the pulsating estrogenic bubble of his life, humming that old tune, Thank Heaven for Little Girls. I'm a little surprised that Attorney General William Barr didn't have a heart attack upon hearing the news. With Mr. Barr already fully engaged cleaning up the mighty mess in the Department of Justice, the FBI, and elsewhere, considerably aggravated by Robert Mueller's bungled operations, another stink bomb leaves federal law enforcement debunked, bothered. No, not debunked. Beskunked. Beskunked, bothered, and bewildered, and now the FBI is being sent in to investigate? How can you trust them? After all we've heard. That's why when we were working on, well, who's going to be next to conveniently suffer from Arkansas? I believe not Peter Stroke, but Lisa Page, the woman he was having the affair with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like 8,000 pages of evidence with their text messages that they were in fact lovers, and total Clintonites all the way, facing possible prison time that she might be singing to officials. I hope nothing happens to her. Let's see. The Federal Bureau of Prisons has some explaining to do, and they didn't bother doing much of that on Sunday after the news came out. They failed entirely at every critical point of responsibility for keeping the DOJ's number one criminal suspect alive. Yeah, this is not some random guy about whom there were rumors. A lot of this evidence and a lot of these names are already out there. So you have this guy who's got information that could bring down or destroy the lives of not a few, hundreds, maybe even more than hundreds, maybe thousands, but at least hundreds of prominent individuals that we know through the public sector, like politicians or people behind the scenes, who wield considerable influence, who took part in these orgies down on that private island. So given... Now, but when it first happened, Barr said he was appalled. I hope so. I hope he was appalled. Everybody's saying, how is this possible? And what are we seeing? We're having excuses leaked out, like Chinese water torture. Like, well, you know, the guards have been working overtime shifts, and they needed to be relieved and all this other stuff. Sounds like a lot of crap to me. I mean, is your BS detector going off when you hear about all this stuff? It should be. It's a pretty sensational fail. You really can't blame the public for feeling a little paranoid about the rot at the center of government. The death of Epstein may be a turning point in the public's willingness to accept any more official BS. A great many Americans, those who don't rely on Rachel Maddow and the New York Times to do their reality testing for them, already must be impatient, yes, with a capital I, please, with the utter lack of accountability among officials implicated in that other Keystone Cops episode, the Russiagate fiasco. This is a great story. It pretty much takes the temperature of the country. And that's why on Saturday and Sunday, this is all people were talking about.
Yeah, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I left doing radio on Friday. The story that the 2015 lawsuit, some of the documents were unsealed and accused Epstein and his girlfriend / fixer or whatever she was doing. You know, people slept with, they fingered Bill Richardson, Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
They all deny it, of course. But then there are also documents that were left sealed for further review by the judge, as well as plenty of other lawsuits. So the idea was, oh, this is getting started. We're going to see all this documentation, all these accusations come out in this criminal trial. And then what do you know? He's dead. It just, the timing of it, I think, left, right, doesn't matter your point of view. It's just like, oh, how convenient that he committed suicide. So I guess we'll see where this goes. Here's is what I think will happen, Greg. We'll get a plausible, though shallow, story on what happened, and then the actual full meat of any investigation, whether William Barr's appalled and angry or not, well, we'll not see.
I just have my doubts, Joey. I really do.
I do, too.
When Barr first came on, I was pretty excited. But as David Blackman, who we will talk to tomorrow around 3:35, would you confirm that, by the way? And I want to find out why he's not on Twitter. I think Twitter kicked him off.
Yeah, it's possible.
You know, deep state. There you go. Right there in social media. I just posted that article from Zero Hedge. I urge you to take a look at it because at least you won't feel like you are falling for a conspiracy theory. And I also want to remind everybody that the first person, long ago, not 3 weeks ago when I posted that Hillary meme, but long ago, called this event with Epstein was Terry Adams. He's been right about a lot of things. 5:40 is the time. Kaiser Fine Furnishing. I had driven by their building, hadn't even realized it was there. It's on 231 as you go towards Wetumpka, just before you get to the Aushucks restaurant. And when I went there, we went there actually a couple of weeks ago because we needed to find a new recliner. It's huge. The selections are overwhelming. And right now they have their hot August sale going on. So if you need one piece or you need a living room suite, bedroom suite, whatever it is you're looking for in the realm of furniture, they've got it, and they have some incredible discounts going on. And it's not like one or two here or there, like they do at the grocery store, buy one, get one free. No, there are substantial discounts on some truly outstanding furniture selections. Stella is our buddy over there, and make sure you tell him you heard about him here. And when you're looking for furniture, you got to make sure you go there, because you can't possibly think that you've seen it all until you visit Kaiser Fine Furnishings on 231 as you head towards Wetumpka. 541, let's see how traffic towards Wetumpka is moving and elsewhere.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and boy, we have some traffic hassles out on the interstates. I-65 is jammed up from the interchange going northbound all the way up to about the 143 exit, so be careful there. There's also an accident in that part of town on Day Street. It's right in front of McDonald's near the gate to the Air Force Base, so be careful there. We also see a huge amount of traffic coming out of the downtown area. It looks like Madison Avenue is jammed up going both in and out of town, so be careful in that area. There's also a huge crowd on the Atlanta Highway between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and Taylor Road's jammed up all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. Let's be careful this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
542, JD is on the phone. JD, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How are y'all? I'm going to tell you what. Through this whole thing, I've seen one thing. It's to pay attention to Trump tweets.
Yes.
Because the more outrageous they sound, the more believable they are. He said the election was rigged, but he was going to run anyways. They said, no, it's not rigged. Boom. Found out the election's rigged, but he had to win. He said that they bugged his office.
Wiretap.
They called him a lunatic. Yep. And guess what?
He was.
They did. So when he says these outrageous things, I truly believe that he's got an inside card. He's just getting them to show some more there. So I think there's a lot more of this to come. And I think Barr is going to be the one that brings it to the table.
I hope so. Pardon me for my doubts, but I think we all have to, in order to not be how many times have we had somebody, I think of Chris Christie off the top of my head, who looked like the answer to a conservative's hopes. And then they go on to, it's just more of the same. So I hope that that's where Barr goes and he delivers what he's promised. But I'm going to be skeptical until I actually see it. JD, I really appreciate the call. We're tight for time. We got Rich's forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The first 2 days of this week may be the hottest days we've seen this summer on the heat index. There's still a risk of a isolated storm for the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature down to about 78. Then for tomorrow, intense heat. High temperature in the upper 90s. Heat index maybe 110, maybe a little higher. The rain chances not great tomorrow, but there'll be some scattered storms around. Then the rain chances really pick up on Wednesday and Thursday as showers and thunderstorms become scattered to numerous. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right, we also specialize in ductwork and airflow too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
The River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's allergy season, and you need something stronger than the over-the-counter meds. Well, now there's Sudactive Benazycanahista Zyrtec Cliriflonate Dimetapaphene. Sudactive Benazycanahista Zyrtec Cliriflonate Dimetapaphene helps you control all of your allergy symptoms. Sudactive Benazycanahista Zyrtec Cliriflonate Dimetapaphene not only relieves your runny nose, sneezing, and itchy and watery eyes, it can also be used as an oven cleaner. Warning, taking Sudactive Benazycanahista Zyrtec Cliriflonate Dimetapaphene may cause
drowsiness.
Ask for it by name. Bless you!
All right, it is 5:49 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Jarhead.
Hello, boys and girls. The world is a big, scary place.
You can go right to hell.
Especially when Greg makes Joey mad. Today we talk about workplace violence.
This is great.
I had to give you a laugh before you got off there.
Well, you did. Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye now.
I've only got 10 minutes.
Loves you.
10 minutes till my show, and you're doing this.
I'm not doing this.
No, you. He started it, and then you jumped right on it. You know, if your friends wanted you to jump off a bridge, would you do it, Mr. Gregory Benjamin Boudel?
I was just being polite to a caller.
Sure.
That didn't mean I endorsed.
Don't use etiquette to cover up your dirty deeds.
Speaking of covering up dirty deeds, I got one more point to make on Epstein before we leave. But we got Sparky on the phone.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Good. Good to hear from you. It's been too long.
Yeah. Well, I'm retired now. I had a hip replaced 3 weeks ago.
Oh, God.
That was exciting.
I hope you're getting better fast, buddy.
Oh, I am. I'm walking around it. I had that walker for about 3 days. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Had enough of that. Anyway, this Epstein guy, are they really going with the choke themselves to death?
Well, they are, but we're not. In fact, this gives me an opening here to got a note from listener Pam who says, mm-hmm. he ain't dead. Trump is too smart to let his smoking gun be in a place not protected. So the military went in and got him out into witness protection or something because some stuff is about to go down. They can't shut up a singing bird when they think he's dead. So, and like we wanted to believe that all of this stuff is going to be revealed, you know, that the whole cabal is going to come crashing.
We're hoping beyond hope, Greg.
I know, but I'm tired of being disappointed.
Yeah. You know, speaking of binge-watching...
Then it just reminds me of Pamela Krause.
What? We were just speaking of binge-watching TV. I recently binge-watched a lot of seasons of 24.
Yeah.
And a lot of this stuff is literal plot lines from 24.
Well,
I guess some conspiracy theorists would call, like, programming or something like that. You put something out in popular media to get people used to an idea.
Well,
an explanation for everything.
I don't think you can dismiss anything at this point. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. They say the Clintons made a lot of trips there.
Mm-hmm. 23 for Bill, from what I understand.
Well, he's got a hunger, the man, you know.
We'll see what happens here. There's a lot of big names who are at risk, reputations and more. We'll see.
I hope so. Hey, keep the faith.
I'll do my best. But sometimes you need something to happen before you can have that faith-restoring moment. Oh, there's the two blabbermouths, Big Chief Elizabeth Warren and Kamala, who looks like she just got laid, Harris, you know, with the Darren Wilson thing.
Yeah.
The Justice Department, and I'll stand by this number, sent 400 FBI agents and people in under Obama to Ferguson to try and find something that they could, you know, make this into a racist event, and they couldn't. The officer did his job. Of course, his life is destroyed, but, you know.
No, the Obama DOJ found the whole hands-up thing was false.
Like, hands-up, don't shoot. But yes. They got a plaque for this douchebag on a street in Ferguson. Because that's how twisted things get when the first story gets out and they really make kind of a limp-wristed effort to debunk it so that everybody knows. So for Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris to be running around dredging that up, you're saying that Trump is divisive? This is like, again, pointing the finger over something that never happened, but blaming it, you know, on racial divide. Obama was the racial divider. Obama's legacy is named Donald John Trump. Why is that so hard for these idiots to figure out? I don't want to end on a negative note.
No, well, you do look good today.
Yeah.
That turquoise?
No, this is mint.
That's mint. Oh, you're right.
This is mint.
My eyes, I just...
Well, you haven't been around. You don't know the ways of the fashion world like I do.
What are you, like some sartorialist or something?
No, I just have a lot of fishing shirts, and I know the colors because I get them from Amazon.
Fair enough.
Around the gift tag.
Were you in the sun this weekend? What am I saying? You lived in South Florida for two decades.
Yeah, that's... No, I wasn't... I was in the pool a little bit, you know. We actually had a great day Saturday. Went to the Guitar Center to order new headphones.
Nice, yeah. I need to do... Look at mine. I need to do that, yeah.
Went to Adams Drugs, dropped the car off at Don Duncan to get it fixed so we could go about... Then we went up to Preville Farm. We went to Brian Jewelry. And I'm so grateful that Lynn is doing for Goose, taking the rings and all those unhappy memories and turning them into something I think she's really going to love. And when it's done, we'll have the pictures. 5:55, our last act of the evening as we get ready to make way for the Joey Clark Radio Hour is to applaud our friend Donnie Turner, Montgomery Paint and Body, a business that's built on more than brick and mortar. It's built on principles. And if you get to know Donnie Turner, you understand exactly what I'm saying, because that's the guy he is. And when he first opened up Montgomery Paint and Body 35 years ago, he said, we're not going to overlook one thing when it comes to repairing a car. We're going to do it all, or we're not going to do it. And he stuck by that at the risk of, hey, you're not playing the game. You may find yourself not lasting. But he prevailed. And now Montgomery Paint and Body has survived to become the gold standard of automotive body repair. I can't put it any more clearly. If you want your car fixed, your insurance company should be thrilled that you choose Montgomery Paint and Body. Good as new, maybe better. Not an idle promise. That's the result they deliver time after time for people who have gone through the grief of a wreck here in the River Region. 27 Wreck with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one on Arbor Street. That is going to be the Court Street exit off of I-85, so be careful. Partway down that access road, you're going to see an accident at Hull Street. We also have an accident in the 3400 block of Day Street. That's an accident with injury in front of the McDonald's, so be careful. Look out for emergency vehicles there. If you're on the Boulevard, traffic's looking a lot better. There's still some slowdowns around the traffic lights, so be careful there. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see a lot of problems for you. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you this afternoon. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show week.